Welcome. This is the inspirational phone message for Second Presbyterian Church. I hope that this message finds you well and that you find hope and inspiration in the same. The scripture reading is John chapter 18, verses 33 through 38. Then Pilate entered the headquarters again, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate replied, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." Pilate asked him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king? For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." Pilate asked him, "What is truth?" Thanks be to God. This passage ends with a powerful question. What is truth? I have practiced law for over 10 years, always seeking the quote-unquote truth, always seeking to share the truth with others, always seeking to uphold the truth. But I do not think the truth in law is what this passage refers to. Rather, immediately prior to this powerful question, what is truth? Jesus says that he came here to testify to truth. Again, as a lawyer, my ears perked up at the word testify. This is a term of art in law and refers to someone stating under oath his or her version of the truth. So for me, this begged the question, what is Jesus' testimony? What was his essential message thousands of years ago, and what is his message today? If we can understand Jesus' testimony, we can better understand the truth. To me, Jesus' testimony is not complicated. It's not convoluted. It's not complex. Jesus' testimony and the truth is to live a life of love and compassion for others. And this truth comes not only in someone knowing it, knowing to live a life of love, but in testifying to the world that we live a life of love. The sermon series our passage comes from is titled, Faith is a Habit. So I considered how I habitually testify to the world about living a life of love. And one habit seemed more important than any other to me, raising my children at Second Presbyterian. It is not always easy getting up early on Sunday mornings. Sometimes it's rainy, sometimes it's cold, sometimes, or perhaps most of the time, my two little girls are not excited to get out of their pajamas on a weekend morning. The enticement of donuts in McFarland Hall is not always as alluring as I sometimes hope. But we try hard to pull ourselves together and get to church early enough so that we can drop off our kids at Sunday school and my wife and I can be seated before Pastor Henry makes his welcoming remarks. Needless to say, we're not always successful at this. But after every service, I look forward to seeing my girls and talking about what they learned in Sunday school. This often sparks a conversation about deep philosophical questions, such as, what is truth? But whatever they learned in Sunday school, both of my girls often come back to one principal thought. Jesus is all loving. This was Jesus' testimony. This was Jesus' truth. If there's one thing I can impress on my girls, it is to find love and compassion for all. If this means braving the cold with two occasionally grumpy girls every Sunday, so be it. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for coming to us, for sharing your testimony, for sharing your truth, and for sharing your love. May we remember this truth, and may we share this love with others. Amen. Thank you for taking the time to listen to the virtual message. I hope you have a wonderful week.